USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden broke off negotiations with a group of GOP senators attempting to get a bipartisan infrastructure bill done. Biden informed GOP leaders Tuesday that the latest offer from the group did not, in his view, meet the essential needs of our country to restore our roads and bridges and prepare for a clean energy future. El Salvador's legislature voted early Wednesday to make Bitcoin legal tender. El Salvador in Central America will become the first country to formally adopt the digital currency once President Nayib Bukele signs the legislation into law. The Senate on Tuesday approved a bipartisan $250 billion bill boosting government spending on technology research and development amid rising competition from China and other nations. The bill passed 68-32. It won approval after being delayed just before the Senate's Memorial Day recess. This is USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
Delivery fees based on skin color fails in Arizona. Tim Berg reports.
Uber Eats, Postmates, and DoorDash say they will no longer waive delivery fees for customers who order from black-owned restaurants in Arizona to settle charges by the state that the deal violated the Arizona Civil Rights Act. The companies adamantly deny any wrongdoing in the promotions, which were announced last summer at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich disagrees.
Yeah, it's absolutely dumbfounded when you think about this, but this is the problem, whether it's big tech, whether it's sports teams now, and you know, you've talked about this, all of this corporate America is trying to trip over themselves to social signal, virtual signal, to show how woke they are, and what they're doing is creating these incentives, which we believe obviously were illegal, but it's a more fundamental problem. The far left and their useful idiots in corporate America now are essentially undermining what being American's about.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden has given up on making the infrastructure bill a bipartisan landmark moment. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. But Senator Capito isn't confident that talks with the group that includes Senators Mitt Romney, Bill Cassidy, Kyrsten Sinema, and Joe Manchin will reach a bipartisan deal either. She tells Fox News that the president's proposal is probably headed for the reconciliation process.
I think that the reconciliation, which will be massive tax hikes on middle Americans, on farmers, on small businesses, is where they're going to go. And they're going to include human infrastructure, massive electric vehicle vouchers, other extraneous, what I think, to a physical core infrastructure bill will be. I expect that's the direction that they will go in July. But I'm sure that they're going to be working forward with the group.
In January, NASA extended the mission for its Jupiter-studying Juno spacecraft and gave it a new task, Ganymede, Jupiter's largest moon. The flyby Monday isn't just for the pretty pictures, NASA said. They say Juno is studying the moon's composition, ionosphere, magnetosphere, and ice shell, while also providing measurements of the radiation environment that will benefit future missions to the Jovian system. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.